You know what? So far, my verbally abusive mother won. I didn't finish college. And although I was married for 1 year, my wife passed away, and I still can't find anybody. And yet I'm finding out all the people that I fantasize about. Especially from WWE. Married. Then I had to live 6 years of my life in hell. Added by 2 years of this craziness of this pandemic, plus twice from 2020 and 2021, my back-to-back birthday cruise had been scrapped, canceled, put by the wayside. But now, you will hear a bombshell through this rant that I had to be infuriated to hear. You want to see some fireworks? Get ready for some fireworks. My mother won. My mother won. Thankfully, I don't belong in prison because she would have never visited me. Yes, she said it. She said she would never visit me in jail or prison. She said it. She said it. She said it. She said I can't go to college. I wouldn't be married and she wouldn't visit me in prison. That's what she said to me. That's why I'm struggling. Yeah, even though I forgive her, but that's why I'm struggling because of all that. That's why I'm struggling because of all that. Damn it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! I want a regular life, like everybody else. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of struggling. I am tired of it. I just want a family like everybody else. Yes, I had. This is the home of the best citizens on the net today. I want a family like y'all have. I want to start celebrate anniversaries like 10 year, 15 year, 20 year, 30 year, 40, whatever. I don't have that. I don't even have a child. I am not the father. Not! We'll talk about that on the Big D Zone.
Escape, escape, country, hey! Escape, escape, country, hey! The Big D Zone! The Big D! The Big D Zone! Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone! Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store, yo! Just enjoy the show! The Big D Zone!
This is your lovable! Your lovable! Widower, long-suffering widower, Prince DJ, in the confines of the Second Palace in Big D Country in St. Louis, Missouri, America. Not the United States, but America. So, I got some good news and I got some bad news. But first of all, before I get into the good news, bad news type of scenario, what did I learn today? What did I learn today after Carnival told me I can't go home yet again for another birthday? What did I learn again? First I called Carnival, but then they told me to call back my agent that I bought the cruise from. And when I did that, boy, did I had a heartfelt bombshell dropped on me like it was an atomic bomb. I was told that my credit won't be applied to my account until Ock-freaking-tober. You got that right. Ock-freaking-tober, the month of Halloween, the month of 3 a.m., the month of the scary, the month of the pumpkin, the month of the leaves changing. October, 30 days from, I guess, when I did the thing yesterday,
because I was freaking out trying to find out how to figure out the future cruise credit part for my back-to-back cruise that's never going to happen. Yes, I said it. It's never going to happen. 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 Can't. Won't. No. That's all they say. That's all they say. Throughout my whole 47 years of living on this damn planet, that's all they say. Nope. Can't. Won't. You can't do that. Even my own mother said that. Even my own mother. It started from when my own mother said that. Couldn't go to college. Couldn't get married. Won't visit me in jail. Can't, won't, not. Might as well be you are not the father. Might as well be that. Can't, won't, not. That's all I heard all my life. All of my freaking life. Okay. And it started with my mother. With my mother. Verbally abusing me, telling me that I can't. Now, one of the main things of this show, or this segment, I got some good news, and I got some bad news. I started off with the good news first. I'm gonna have one of my supporters on the show this week. That's right. I'm going to be interviewing him this Thursday on the program. So I'm going to be booking the... I already booked the interview today. And I'm going to be doing it on Thursday. Well, if you don't hear this on Monday, then you'll probably hear this before I do the interview. I booked it for Thursday because tomorrow's supposed to be 92, or Tuesday's supposed to be 92. I don't do shows on the very warm day. And then Wednesday's supposed to be high 80s. What the heck are we doing back in a high heat? Maybe not high humidity, but high heat. What the heck are we doing back there when it's supposed to be almost fall? We just had Labor Day, for crying out loud. What is it still doing being fall? Will you let my body recover? Bad enough that I'm not going home for my birthday. Okay? It's bad enough that my birthday trip that had to be ruined. But now, this is why programs get delayed. This is why shows get delayed. Because my body burning up, or I always get sick after long spells of heat, humidity, all that crap. High 90s, mid to low hundreds. What do you want me to do? Pass out until the fall? That what you want me to do? Do you even care? Do you even care about live or die? I think not. So, here is the bad news. For the second time, first I started telling the citizen that I liked the Becky Lynch, and then Seth Rollins took me from her, from me. I found out on YouTube, matter of fact, it's on my Facebook page right now. I found out on YouTube that the star that I was so angry about, that being squashed at 6 minutes and got the Kofi treatment. Bianca Belair, yeah, that's right, I'm mentioning it. Bianca Belair, she's married! Yet again, I'm finding out on how YouTube! Bianca Belair is married. Every time I have a crush on somebody, it's somebody new. Even if somebody's new, every time. Every cat and motherfucking time. Every time. Always married. Always dating. Always having children. Always this. You want me to be a widower forever? Is that what you want? Who's gonna find me when I die? Only the maintenance guy. And if something were to happen between now and December, nobody's gonna be freaking find me because my rent is already paid until December. Nobody's gonna find me. I'm gonna be here for days if that happened. If a freak, even if it was a freak accident would have happened and I died, or if some freak would happen in my dream and I died, nobody's gonna find me but for 3 months. 3 months. Rent is paid for 3 months. They're coming in December and then finding my body because I don't have anybody. Okay? It's just me. The CEO. That's it. That's me and the CEO. And that's it! That's it! EscapeToBigDCountry.com. Once again, WWE is no longer sexy. Bianca Belair, Mary!